support in there. And I was like, I can be a diverse entrepreneur who's supported by, you know, in the community of, you know, everyone. So it's all inclusive. And she always made me feel like that. The biggest and the most special part to me is she never made me feel dumb.
Hi, I'm Shantae, and welcome to Parenting Special Needs Live. Today, we're talking with Tina B., a supported in entrepreneur, product developer, and designer of Universal Products. Tina is also a mother of two and the brainchild behind A Little Piggy Shoehorns, a unique invention with innovative technology. Tina also holds two patents and two trademarks, which puts her in a limited group of female patent holders, less than 13% worldwide female patent holders. So that is pretty awesome. Kudos to Tina. So today I've asked Tina to join us and to talk about her disabilities, being a supported entrepreneur, and how she's overcome her challenges to build and run a company. So please help me in welcoming Tina. Welcome, Tina. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. I'm so excited and thankful to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So why don't you start off by telling us about your invention? Why did you invent the shoehorn? Or do you want to tell us a little bit about you? I mean, we'll kind of go whichever direction.
Okay. I'm a mother of two boys who are now in college. But when they were little, we just had shoe battles all the time. That's the last thing that you get on, you know, and you're like, please just get your shoes on. We got to get out the door. You're dressed. You got a purple shirt on with pink pants and red shoes. You want to wear the red shoes? Cool. Just put them on because we got to go. And so I would ask my children, like, why is it so hard for you? And they told me that it was very difficult for them to get their foot into the shoe. And so I'm like, okay, I'm listening to them. So I thought, I remembered my grandmother using a shoehorn to teach me how to put my shoes on. So I looked on the internet for kids' shoehorns and there were none. And so aha moment for me, then I decided, well, I'm going to design my own. So I tried a spoon and tried all these different things. And then I just sat down one day when I had a little extra time and designed little piggy shoehorns, and they took off. And really, it was really, the products really made more out of love for my kids because I wanted to make them feel confident, you know, and so I designed those and here we are.
Dressing for our children independently is so important. Yes. So now you also mentioned that you have some disabilities or challenges. So can you share about those?
Yes. So I have an auditory processing disorder, and then I have some cognitive problems, which I don't know. I guess I think of them more as a gift because it allows me to be able to see the world through a different set of eyes. Sometimes I kind of feel like my purpose is to go right along the path that I'm going on of designing products and being a diverse entrepreneur. When I have difficulties, I get very frustrated. And my company, when I first kind of launched it, it was mediocre per se. And I just felt so bad all the time. I was like, because I didn't have the confidence that I could communicate with everyone else, I guess, because we always separate everything, you know? So, you know, my group of people, we kind of understand each other in other groups, but I couldn't communicate my product and my messages clearly. And I just kind of wasn't really getting anywhere. I was spinning my wheels. So then I was looking through Facebook at it one time and I came across Sarah Shaw and Retail Revolution. And I kind of looked through there and I was like, who is this lady, right? Who is she? She's cute and all, but who is this woman, right? And then I looked at how many people she had in her group and snooped through her stuff. I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. And I'm like, yeah, she probably won't help me. She's not going to have time, you know, because I had tried to get in other groups before and people were kind of rude to me because they were impatient because it takes me a few minutes to communicate what I need to say, or I get a little stuttery sometimes and they get impatient. But she called me. I was all, oh my God, this is like the lady, like, she called me and talked to me on the phone. I was like, wait a minute. you know, and she was the sweetest, nicest, kindest person. She talked to me for over an hour. She asked me all kinds of questions about my product, how I designed it, where I wanted to go, what my ideas were. And then I thought, okay, here it comes, right? I thought, as soon as she finds out what my little problems are, she's going to dump me. So I said, well, you know, I need to tell you, you know, some of my disabilities and problems that I have. And she was like, yeah, no problem. I got you. And I was all, what? I was so excited. And I was like, hey, this lady's like so sweet and awesome. And so we continued on and I joined her group and it was amazing. And the support in there. And I was like, I can be a diverse entrepreneur who's supported by, you know, in the community of, you know, everyone. So it's all inclusive. And she always made me feel like that. The biggest and the most special part to me is she never made me feel dumb.
Oh, that's awesome. So is that kind of what a supported entrepreneur is? You have support, or is there an answer, or there's more?
Yeah, she, you know, just she'll help me with my technical stuff, with my website, correcting my copy for me, doing anything that I need help with. If she can't do it, she gives me contact for somebody that works within her group that will do the work and help me do it. And she also has a lot of great videos in her program. And I can go back and look at those videos when I need help. She doesn't do everything for me because she's like, you need to learn how to do this. And there's times that she's actually made a video just for me so that while we were talking, and then she emails it to me so I can go back. She always gives me her time. She's just really amazing. So in collaboration, I'm just really thankful for her.
Do you want to introduce her and let Sarah speak to us a little bit?
Yes, and now introduce my team, my team member, Sarah.
Hey, I'm so glad to have, thanks for having me on this interview with you. You know, for me, working with entrepreneurs in general is just a thrilling part of my life. You know, to me, it's sort of what I get out of bed for every day. And working with somebody like Tina, who needs different levels of help from me, has been a really great learning experience for me as well. Just because there's so many things, you know, sometimes it's, you don't know what you don't know until somebody asks you, right? Or you don't know what you know until someone asks you for help in that area. And that's kind of how I developed my coaching programs over the last 14 years. I've been doing this since 2009 after I had my own product-based companies and ended up for various reasons just moving into consulting because so many people were asking for my help. And I also am one of the 13% that had women that had a patent. Mine's expired. But I had a closet organizer for handbags that I invented in 2003. So in 2014, it was kind of a done deal at that point. The patent was over. And so I just, you know, there were a lot of copycats out there. And I just decided, I'd been consulting for since 2009. So for 5 years already. And I just kind of let that business go and, you know, embraced the consulting full time. And, you know, so working with women like Tina, who need a different set of eyes on things than somebody without, you know, an auditory disability or cognitive learning challenges, you know, has been a really different experience for me, but I've really loved it and loved being able to help her grow her business, teaching her how to empower herself. And that's really what I'm about as an entrepreneur and a consultant, is I really want women to really take their power and recognize what they have and teach them how to enhance that and grow with it so that they can become the CEO that they want to be.
Great, I want to sign up. All right, but I have a question. So can you share, Sarah, with us, like, give me an example, because I'm trying to visualize or picture, like, how do you help Tina? Like, give me just, if you can give a practical example, just so people can, like, see it.
Sure. So the first thing that we were working on together was rebuilding her website. And she had contracted someone to do that prior to letting me know that she needed some additional help. And so I sort of stepped in at that point, looked at what they were doing, re-guided some of the techniques, the layouts of the website, and helped. You know, this person was very knowledgeable about SEO and search engine optimization and getting the right words on in her text. And some of it, you know, I just thought some of it sounded a little odd because sometimes you have to do that. Sentences just don't always sound perfectly grammatically correct when they're SEO friendly. But I was that bothered me because I'm kind of more of a proper educated grammar person. And so I just wanted it to flow. And so we worked on the website. I helped her interact with him, caught things that she wasn't aware of that should have happened, you know, connected, made sure that her website was connected to her shopping and her Instagram. And we've been posting, doing her Instagram posting for her and social posting. And because it wasn't something that she could keep up with on a daily basis. And when we're reaching out to magazines and stores for her as part of our service. So I crafted the letters, she approved the content of them. And then I just sort of have, you know, my own free will now to edit those, change those, pitch different, you know, whether we're pitching for holiday gift guides and during the summer, or we're pitching now for stocking stuffers. It just, I can take my own liberty at this point and design the letters the way I want. But at the same time, you know, she, with the new website, we added a pop-up for her so she could start to collect email addresses. I created the whole follow-up email sequence for her, made that live so that people get the, you know, when they sign up for her discount coupon, they get that email and then a whole series of emails that helps build rapport with her new customers.
So let me ask you a question because I just want to make sure for our audience too, because that sounds like what you would pretty much do for
anybody,
any entrepreneur, right?
Yes.
So kind of help us where, because obviously we're parents that have children with different abilities and need help. So can you give us more of a maybe, I don't know, concrete, like, hey, she, I mean, is it more like where she needed help with writing and you helped her? She kind of told you what she wanted to say and then you wrote it or for her and made sure that whatever the steps were being taken so that she was processing. But is
exactly
that different than what you would do for anybody else?
Not really, but the attention to the detail for Tina was different because I've had to slow some things down, you know, like Tina mentioned, we would do a Zoom call and we'd do a screen share. I'd show her how to do something, record the video, and then send it to her. It's pretty rare that I do that for other clients. Occasionally, if they're learning some kind of new technology, right? They might not quite know how to set up their ad manager for Facebook ads or something, but it's in general, I usually just talk to clients and teach and tell them, you know, hey, go do this, go do that, or we're doing this for you, FYI, you know. But with Tina, I've had to sort of slow my roll a bit and take things in a different kind of on a different speed than I would for just a, you know, any of my other clients.
You're awesome. Do you know how rare that is? I mean, Tina, you're lucky because you need to teach the world because we're all different, you know what I mean?
Of course.
Like, but not everybody's willing to slow their role to accommodate for whatever, any differences, you know?
Sure. I mean, and I work with people of all ages. I have a client who's close to 70, so she's not, you know, as adept maybe with computer things, right? Or doesn't know where to find certain things that we've talked about. So I've helped to keep her organized, you know, in our Google Doc folder. You know, so it's whatever. I think after being an entrepreneur, I've been an entrepreneur for a very long time, more than 25 years, 30 years now with various businesses. And I think that what I've learned over time is everybody learns differently. Even myself, right? I went from you know, I was an entrepreneur before the internet. So, you know, I'm a single mom. I have 14-year-old twin girls. And, you know, they're like, how do you survive without Google? You know, and I was, because, you know, the iPhone was born the year they were, right? They've never known the world without iPhones and iPads and Google, right? And so learning how to adapt your own business, I guess your business savvy, really, from, you know, where everything was dial 411. That's information that they used to have, in case somebody listening doesn't remember that. But, you know, it was dialing 411. Can I have the phone number for, you know, this store or the magazine or whatever, right? Or how do you get the address for all these different places before the internet? So it was, I've always had to adapt my own learning skills. And I think one of my, I don't know, I guess it's part of my secret sauce, is that I've been able to interpret how you adapt over time, because I've had to do it so many times myself, you know, going from having staff that built my website and did all my email marketing when I had my handbag company to losing all of that, regrouping, developing my patent, and then doing everything myself, right? Learning how to build a website, learning how to do email marketing, teaching myself Photoshop. I mean, all these things that, you know, then of course, social media shows up, right? And so you're constantly learning different techniques to enhance your business. And because I go through that process on my own, and I practice what I preach, right? I tell people, you need help with this. I hire someone every single year to teach me something new. So I don't just, you know, la 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 through my life, you know, take people's money and still be old fashioned in what I do. I really try to keep up with whatever is happening in the current market, new technology, new, you know, sneaky ways to do things, or special ways that you can now do this where you couldn't do it like that 6 months ago. I try to stay on the cutting edge of all of that so that I can learn it myself, which is what I tell people who I work with, like Tina. I want to empower her, right, to be in control. She might say, okay, I know how to do everything now, but I don't like to do X, Y, or Z. I'm going to hire someone. At least she knows what the job is and what it entails, so that she actually knows if the person's doing their job. So, because I think that that's what happens, especially with a lot of women entrepreneurs, is they hire people because they think they're smarter or know more, right? And then it turns out that they don't even know what the person's supposed to be doing. So they can't know whether the job's actually being done. And I went through a lot of that in the beginning when I first started my own companies, because I didn't know either. And there was no internet. There was no way to learn any of that on your own. And so I trusted people to do it for me, but I didn't know what the job was. So I could never, you know what my ROI was on what I was paying them to do for me, because I didn't even know what to expect. So I wanted to change that for women entrepreneurs and help empower them to know what's what and who's who and what they should be getting for their money.
Wow. And Tina, back to you. Like, what? So what is a recommendation? What would you do? You have something you would share with other parents of that are thinking about maybe starting a business or becoming an entrepreneur or having their child become an entrepreneur?
Yes, I do. So I guess when, you know, you're with your kids every day, all day long, you know, some parents, they're home with their kids. You know, they know what their kids struggles with. You know, as parents, we do. We know what our kids struggle with, whether it's writing, it's reading, it's getting dressed, it's feeding themselves. And, you know, I guess I really look forward to kind of being a leader in this industry, becoming a leader in this industry with help, of course, and support, to be creative. Go, gosh, you know what? How can I make this marker easier for my son to use who has dexterity problems? How can I do that? Whether it's adding a little spongy thing on here for gripping and pincer skills, or, you know, changing up hearing aids, you know, that aren't so aggravating to skin or irritating to someone. I mean, we're all creative. I think everyone is creative. And, you know, just kind of start thinking about things. How, you know, what can I do? What can I design? You know, just putting simple little things you have in your kitchen or whatever together, or I don't know, using a paperclip to, you know, or taking a sponge. And then it, the process just kind of changes and it grows and it grows. Like this, this is my end product here. My first shoehorns, they did not look like this at all. They were.
Can you hold them up a little bit better so we can see? I mean, I'll also, okay.
So this is our monkey. Yeah. Really cute. And actually see, I don't know if you can see the, see how it's raised here? The face is raised. So that's kind of like, so that it gives
for gripping.
Uh-huh. So for people who with special needs or whatever, they need that texture to kind of get their sensory awareness. Yes. Uh-huh. Yep. And then see the little curve right here? See this curve here? So that's my technology and how it dips in right here. And then it kind of comes down and goes down. So when you put your, so the handle also is the size for a kid to hold. And then the size for their shoe, because a regular adult shoehorn is like twice the size, it's like this big, and it's hard for little hands and it doesn't fit into the back part of little shoes very well. And so when they go to hold this and they put their shoe on, they put it down in this little dip. This is my arch nemesis word, ergonomically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You did it.
Ergonomically. It ergonomically slides a child's, it teaches the muscles how to slide into the shoe. And so it's kind of like, remember fat pencils and wide rolled paper? And when you were in first grade, they gave you a big fat pencil so that you could learn your muscles. So it's muscle memory, right? To learn how to form letters. Well, this is a muscle memory kind of technology that ergonomically teaches the Achilles tendon to slide a foot into the shoe. So, you know, I mean, I don't know, I guess there's a blessing with a little ADHD cognitive brain or whatever, because you kind of look and see the world in a different way. It's very interesting and it's fascinating. But so that's kind of how these work. And I'll share a video with you of one of my little girls up in Edgewood, New Mexico. Her name is Mia, and she loves mermaids. And so I'm going to make a mermaid shoehorn just for her and name it Mia. Oh, but cool. I'll share a video with you so you can post on your website. Like, she wanted to be included because she's, you know, she can't wear certain types of shoes because her AFOs don't fit in those shoes. And the mom was like, it's just breaking the back down. You can't have those, I'm sorry. And she would just cry. She would just be so sad and upset, and she would cry. And I heard about this through a friend of mine. It was the weirdest thing. It was like a divine intervention. And so I called the mom. I said, hey, I have some shoehorns for you. I want to give you some. I'm going to come up and show you how to use them so she can wear those cool kid shoes. And she's like, all right. So we went up and we played around for a little bit. And then I showed her how to use the shoehorn, and she was so happy. And she would just slide her foot right in there, and she got to wear all the cool kids' shoes to school. Because it's important to be, you know, included. Right. You know, when you were little and you were like, oh, I want those Jordache jeans or or Gloria Vanderbilt with our Nike tennis shoes. We had, you know, and then we had like the big mall hairdo, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I remember those days. And, you know, I just wanted to kind of make sure everybody gets included. So
yeah, no, that's awesome. Well, you guys, I can't thank you enough for both. Like, it's, you know, you're inspiring and you're also empowering women and creative people in general. So that is you know, thank you. And Sarah, thank you for everything that you're doing, because maybe everybody will take a little tip and, you know, kind of slow their roll. I think,
yes, I hope so.
Yes, because I think sometimes that's just what's needed, you know. I mean, anyway, but I can't thank you guys enough. Is there anything else that I didn't ask that you wanted to share about before we sign off? And if not, I'll okay. All right, well, you guys, thank you so much for being with us today and for sharing. And I will put the links to the little piggy shoehorns, right? Is
yes.
That correct?
Yeah.
And also, Sarah, you might want to put you send me your guys' stuff, and we'll share when we post this on go live. We'll share these, okay. And connect everybody, because That's awesome information. And thank you for being with us today. And in case no one has told you today, you are doing a great job. It's hard work. Be good to you, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.